Yeah, you know.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Harry Says Yes, episode 81. It's the 81st episode of the series of 100 episodes. I'm recording in and around my apartment. Hi, everybody. It's been so long. It's been about 7 days since the last time. The amount of time it takes the tape from The Ring to kill you. Speaking of the tape from The Ring, I have a guest on the program today, but we'll get to him in just a second. First, I should introduce my co-host. You may know him from previous episodes of the podcast. You may know him from his the Twitter accounts he made up and pretends like they're bots, but really I've seen him tweeting them and on his own with his human brain. It's Prime Seppi.
Hang on, wait. This. Hang on, 1 second.
Okay.
Let me open this.
We got some time.
Let's do this thing. This might be too
loud. You want me to bring you in again?
No. Here.
Thanks. Hi. Thanks for that. Hi. Hi, Prem. How's it going?
Good. Things are going well. Thank you for asking.
No problem.
No one ever asked me that.
Welcome to the podcast. Always good to see you. The last time we saw you, you're a vampire. I'm sure that's all cleared up by now.
Yeah.
So, hey. You good?
Yeah. I'm doing well. I'm tired. I cleaned my apartment today. I mopped it up real good.
Mopped it up real nice.
Sprayed a bunch of Clorox on the floor. Have you ever done that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was dire. So, you know.
You gotta clean it up.
Yeah, got in there. Mr. Clean and Clorox.
Isn't there two chemicals you're not supposed to mix?
Oh, yeah. I was tempted to get ammonia and Clorox just to get some fun mustard gas going.
See what the fun's all about.
Yeah. And in the grocery store, they were like right next to each other in the shelves, which I thought was crazy because I always thought that you're supposed to, if you're a grocery store owner, listener, you should probably stock your ammonia far away from your bleach.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying that for most episodes of the podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, Prime, will you do me a favor and tell me three things about our guest on the program tonight?
All right. He's a human male.
Yes, as far as I know, that is correct. I've not actually seen the evidence, but...
I think you have.
Well, gender is performative, so I think you have.
Anyway, what's up?
I was being really progressive and you missed it.
Oh, cool.
I
love it when he does that.
When I'm being progressive and you miss it?
Yeah.
All right. The second fact about him is he's wearing glasses right now.
That's true.
And the third fact about him is his name is Kava Akbar.
Kava Akbar.
Kava Akbar.
Welcome back to the podcast, Kava.
Thanks. It's been so long. I feel really, really happy to see you. I hardly even remember how this works. Do I talk into the microphone?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Great. When I worked for in high school, my job was being a sort of short order cook in this old 60s and 50s nostalgia diner called Shoop's.
There it is.
Shoop's, there it is. That was their slogan.
You make me want a Shoop.
Yeah. Oh, that was what I would always tell the customers. There was this one time when my boss, who was maybe 3 years older than me, mixed a bunch of cleaner that had ammonia in it and a bunch of cleaner that had bleach in it, and I was like, you can't do that, you have to open the windows and open the back door so that air can get in and turn all the vent fans on. And he was like, what are you talking about? And then he asked everyone else who was working, all of whom were much older than me, and they were all like, I don't know anything about that, but you should just trust because it's fine to just turn the fans on. And he was like, all right, I'll do it, but I think it'll be fine. So he did it and it was fine. But
and then his lungs melted out.
But I really saved the day that day. No one knows it.
Nice. You're a real...
I want credit for it now, 10 years later.
Well, I mean, in the Jewish faith, did you know this? There's three levels of charity. The highest level of charity is doing charity and then not telling anyone about it. So you've just been downgraded to the second highest level of charity because you've...
There's not even like a Jewish heaven though, right?
I thought Jews invented heaven.
I think it's a heaven only situation, right?
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think there's a Jewish hell. Our intern Paige is nodding her head yes.
She's doing the research.
Okay. Cool.
Anyway, speaking of Jewish hell, here we are at the podcast. the first thing, first things first, we need to get these fucking announcements out of the way. Praying, will you do me a favor and help me out with that?
Yeah.
I'm going to hand you this phone, and you're going to read the announcements.
All right. I know that the timeout is set to like 5 seconds, so I'm going to keep thumbing it.
Yeah.
All right. Announcements. Podcast has a Twitter.
What?
It's called at Harry Podcast.
What kind of things do they ought to tweet me at that podcast?
They should tweet what their favorite like perk of being in heaven is.
Yeah. All my deceased listeners.
Yeah.
Please tweet me that.
Podcast has an email.
That's true.
Harry at HarrySaysYes.com.
I renewed my domain after they shut it down. They're like, hey, it expired. You fucked up. We were emailing you all month, but you just couldn't chill at that $12. And then you know what? I did it.
All right. Do you have a 1 year thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's set to auto renew. So if you can catch
it. Well, why don't you just get a 5 year thing? That would be cheaper.
I don't know that this will be around. I want this to be scrubbed from the internet by 2017.
Okay. That's fair enough. It's like the Snapchat of podcasts.
It's like the Snapchat of podcasts.
I really hate Snapchat.
You just don't understand it, baby.
No, I understand it. Half of my students wrote their first papers about Snapchat. This isn't something I want to talk about.
Sounds like your students are dummies.
They are.
What? This is all I want to talk about.
Well, they.
This is like right up my alley. I could write like four papers about Snapchat.
They had to write about like a media. They had to write about media genres that they use frequently.
Okay.
And so half of them wrote about Snapchat, and I was just like, you all. Great people.
Send those papers to me and I'll grade them.
That'd be great, actually.
All right. What kind of things should they email you?
Term papers about Snapchat.
Oh, all right, fine. All right. I turned the tables. I caught you off guard.
Yeah, and I was on. Turns out I was on guard the whole time.
Yeah. Record something with your phone and send it into the podcast. It's so easy. Here's something someone sent. Stop reading now. Hey, did you know that your thing says stop reading now?
The thing I handed you?
Yeah.
I gotta take that off. That could cause confusion.
So Kava, what's your what did you do today? What has your day look like?
I woke up, I watched some
guys,
TV on
what
my
you
laptop.
Shut up. We got to listen to things people send into the podcast.
Watched.
Here's the first thing that was sent in. Shut up, Kava. Don't encourage him, Prime.
<That's> boom tone.
is this Jack? I think I know who this is. This is Jack Johnson at the coffee shop.
That was from John Briggs. It was Train at the Lark Cafe.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
Wait, Train?
Yeah, I think it was the band Train.
Oh.
It's a sequel to the thing he sent in last week, which was, of course, Jack Johnson at the Lark Cafe.
Okay. I haven't listened to that
equally
one.
As pointless.
You haven't heard it yet?
No. I'm behind a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah. Well, catch up.
All right.
Dick.
I'm more of a mustard guy.
Catch up, Dick.
Here's the next thing that wasn't done.
Bodie Schallenberger here, friend of the podcast and soon to be a New Yorker. I'll be there in 2 weeks, so anyone listening to this, please come hang out with me. You're all invited to Harry's apartment. I am sitting here with my new girlfriend.
Whoa.
Consuela Poland.
Hi, I've heard a lot about the podcast. I feel very honored to be Bodie's new GF, and it took a lot of work, but I made it. I'm here.
She's really interested about being a guest on the podcast. Anyway, we have two questions. One, it's a little heavy. What are best practices to keep a long-distance relationship alive? Ooh. She lives in Grand Rapids, and I live in Indianapolis. And second question, do the Packers have a water boy? If so, how much do you think a water boy gets paid? Sub question, is there a female water boy, and does she get paid slightly less? if you could two more. If you could do, if you can answer these, that would be great. I look forward to seeing Harry in a couple weeks and Kava. Hopefully, I'll see you soon as well. Hang ten, bro.
All right, so that was Bodhi Schallenberger.
Cool.
Announcing cool his new relationship on
with Elena Benedicto.
Nope, that wasn't it at all. Something like was that. I think her name was Consuela. Consuela? Let's listen to it again. congratulations, Bodhi, on
we applied on this
love.
In all new.
And thanks for dropping the news on Harry Says Yes. This is a
Harry Says Yes exclusive.
Yeah.
Just as Bodhi and Elena are now exclusive.
we'll learn her name.
I'll take the second question first.
Okay.
I'll say Green Bay Packers, they have a water girl, actually.
Yeah?
Is that true?
I found that out this morning.
Tell us more.
She's paid 71 cents more.
Whoa.
The water boy.
They invert it.
Yeah. They're really, you
does
know.
She do, and she does less work than the actual, than the water boy.
Water boys of the rest of the NFL.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Oh.
We got to cut this out.
All right. Actually, I forgot to say this. The thing of this episode is no cuts. I'm not doing any edits in this podcast. I had the idea. I realized I did it backwards. I should have done that on the episode we recorded right before this with Paige because that has to go up tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that would have been a lot better.
But I guess next Sunday I'll just have a freebie, so that'll be nice.
Next Sunday the episode should just be all cuts.
Yeah.
No episode.
Just no episode. That'd be great. Just the theme song and then an outro song. I might do that. No, that's a good one. We'll put it up. Anyway, so guys, what are some tips for LDRs? Of course, long-distance relationships. I would say Bodhi's known for his dick pics. So
yeah.
Send some of those her way. I'm sure she'd
I'm sure she's already awash with dick pics at this point.
I guess
she's maybe working through the backlog.
Yeah.
That's what he calls his dick. make memes out of them.
Yeah. Or like do something
fun. Rage faces.
Or put like little googly eyes on, like make them fun. It doesn't always have to be. Because there's, you know, it's hard to make a dick sexy in the first place. Mm-hmm. So like just be fun with them. And
spice
like,
it up.
Yeah.
Location, location. Never heard of that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Remember also to measure twice and cut once.
So speaking of that, the other day I was walking around the neighborhood of Greenpoint, and there was this truck, this circumcision truck.
Oh shit! There's a circumcision guy in Tallahassee who always dances on the street corners with signs about circumcision, and he's like circumcision Holocaust and weird stuff like
this
that.
Is the
is
thing
it
that
for
was,
or against it?
Yeah, it's like that sort of
it's
thing.
It's a big truck. It had pictures of. People holding pictures of themselves as babies, and it has a big sign that says circumcision. I did not consent.
The babies look happy. The people look sad.
Yeah, and I guess they were happy.
I don't know what the message is there.
Like, maybe babies love circumcision.
I think it's like the babies were happy, and then you cut off their foreskin, and then...
Oh,
like
that's a before and after thing.
Yeah, like, with their foreskin went their happiness.
Well, it's like these babies get their foreskins cut off right when they're born, right? For the most part, unless it's like a ceremonial situation, but, you know...
I don't think it's often a ceremonial situation in like, America.
Yeah, it's a Jewish thing.
Yeah, Seinfeld did a whole thing about it.
Real Jewish undercurrent for this podcast.
It's great. I am fucking a Jew. So up next,
official love partner of the podcast. Mm-hmm.
We hope we wish him luck as we do. Hopefully, I don't have to cut it out because we've broken up since then. Because there are no cuts in this episode. Anyway, up next is something else on the podcast. Is that everything? Oh, Bodhi, did we address all the Bodhi issues?
Yeah.
Write letters. Letters are good.
Postcards are better.
I think letters are better. Okay. Right. But you can do both. But it's like then you have something and it's like something that you both touched.
Rub your dick all over it.
Yeah, rub your dick all up. Put googly eyes on your dick and then rub it all over it.
Gotta give her that dick scent, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Because you don't want her getting confused with other people's dick pheromones.
# dick scent. All right. Well, good luck. To you, and good luck to all of us in our various romantic entanglements.
And may Jewish God bless us all.
Yeah.
No cuts.
No cuts. Up next. it's a game. It's a just a quick getting to know you game. We'll get this out of the way real quick. It's a game called Fact for Fact. It's a where you guys, Kava and Prime here. We'll play this game. Facts. Prime, you'll say a fact about Kava, and yeah. Kava will say you'll say a fact about Prime, and we'll go back and forth until
we're terribly embarrassed.
Yes. So let's hear that opening theme. All right, fact for fact. Prem, why don't you go ahead and start with one of those sweet Akbar fact bars.
Oh, nice. Let's see. Kava was born in Iran. Yes?
I don't want that on the podcast.
No.
No, yeah. I was born in Iran. I was born in a blizzard. I think I've talked about this on this podcast before. Which is
no, maybe that's
it. Might have been on Bodhi's podcast. Check out the Kava Akbar podcast canon. Eventually, you'll hear that story.
Yeah, I was born in Iran, came here when I was 2.5, but I thought that I was told that I was born in Pennsylvania until I was like 10 years old. My parents really wanted me to identify strongly as an American.
That's cool. They didn't want to confuse you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see that.
They didn't want me getting asked like weird questions in school. And we were like closer to when people were all like weird about Iranians.
Yeah. So we saw Argo.
We're kind of looping back around.
Yeah, probably.
There's like a sweet spot in there.
What do you think of the Iran nuclear deal?
You know, I think that it was, I think that it's really great. I think that, smarter people than me, in just about every corner of the academic intelligentsia realm have said that it is like the sort of optimal thing that you try to broker with nuclear, disarmament sorts of deals. And I will take their word for it.
Well, I'm going to say...
Sucks this is a no-cuts episode.
Well, I don't know. These colors don't run.
No, that's
true. And what
true.
I'm saying is, I don't think...
You're referring
to
our skin colors?
Yeah. We just so, you know, I've tried scrubbing. Yeah. I don't know. This
we're
got
all,
weird.
We're all ethnic. This is an all-ethnic
oh, yeah.
episode.
Yeah, POCs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big POC episode.
You down with POC?
You down with POC? Why don't you let me...
Kava, can I hear a Prime fact?
Prem, attended university in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is very near where Bodhi's girlfriend, Elena Benedicto, is from.
Yeah, it's true. Ann Arbor, Michigan is located in the state of Michigan. It's real cold. There's blizzards there, but no Kavas were born in any of the blizzards.
I bet there's been a Kava born.
Oh, maybe. Oh, in Michigan?
Is that like a dragonborn?
Yeah. Or just like a sired child in Michigan.
So, you know, go to Michigan, everyone. Write an album about it. Yeah. This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, fact for fact. Let's keep it going.
All right. Second Kava fact. Is that he's a poet, but I don't know. I would like to know more about how he got his start.
Or whether or not he knows it.
Yeah, that's where I thought it was
yeah,
going
to. Yeah, me too. That's why I had to, it was like, I had to make it, I had to say it so that
dissolve
it was out there.
The tension.
Yeah.
How did I get my start, like, writing poetry?
Yeah.
The first poem that I ever published, this is true, was called A Packer Poem. It was in second grade in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. I wrote it, and my teacher sent it to the newspaper, and the newspaper printed it, and then my school blew up where the newspaper printed it and put, like, a huge, like, double-fold thing in the front of our school so that whenever the parents walked in, they would see, like, my big dumb face and my big dumb poem about the Packers from the local newspaper, and it was it was my poetry career climaxed right there. And yeah, that was where I got my start.
Do you remember at least one line from it?
Yeah, the last line of the poem is the only line that I remember, and it was because the fans and the players are brothers.
Oh, nice.
Which is actually perfect for Green Bay, not to blow my own dick, as they say in second grade, but It's a fan-owned team. The city of Green Bay owns the team. It's unique in all of professional sports in that way. So it was extremely prescient of my 7/8-year-old self to have said such a thing and ended the poem in such a way, because it was both literally true and, well, not literally true, but it was like, you know, like there's a sense of ownership and fraternity that doesn't exist in other professional sports teams. So it was great. Very,
no cuts,
very
no cuts,
smart
no
of
cuts,
me.
No cuts, no cuts, no cuts, no cuts.
So the Green Bay Packers.
What's the next fact, guys? Give me a prime fact, you stupid motherfucker.
Prime has a routinely tweets thoroughly interesting and thought-provoking tweets that are also at once funny and insightful and somehow intimate all the while. And I am interested, Prem, in how the tweet composition process works for you. And I know that maybe it's different at different times and for different styles of tweets, because like late at night when you think no one's watching is sometimes when you get into the real juicy juice, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it so when I first started, I was writing jokey tweets uh-huh. all the time. I was trying to think of as many jokes as I could and uh-huh. trying to write them just to, because I heard that for like once you turn 24 or something, you get less creative unless you like keep up the creativity going or something yeah. like that. So I was like, oh God, I'm turning 24 soon. I should start writing more. So I was writing like dozens of tweets every day. And then after that, it became just a habit. Like every time I would have a thought that I knew would like stick around in my brain for a while, yeah. I would tweet it out just so I have it written down, so I'm not thinking about it all day.
Yeah.
And then these days, it's like sneezing or something. I just have to do it yeah. all the time, you know?
Yeah, like how you
just
have to
like
sneeze
I
all the time?
Sneeze
yeah.
all the time. You are always sneezing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the only cuts I'll allow is cutting out your constant
I was just
going
to say, it's going to really make this this no-cut episode.
Sorry, I'm sneezing all over you guys and all over this microphone.
It's okay, we love it.
Okay.
It's fine because you're a very quiet sneezer.
No. Yeah, it's all internal. My eyes are bleeding right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering what that was. I'm colorblind, though. So.
I thought it was just tears.
Just blue liquid coming out.
Okay, so let's hear one more fact about Hava. And then we'll hear one more fact about Frame.
No. I refuse
to. Two more facts total.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. Kava did 2 poetry readings in New York City.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
What I'm wondering is,
usually this isn't a question game, but go ahead. I love the way you've turned it into this thing.
No, it's great.
What I'm wondering is, which was your favorite?
Gummy bears.
Oh, which of the two readings was my favorite?
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's a good question.
Because they're very different in
yeah,
in
yeah. So the first reading was kind of like at an all poetry venue. Harry's opening some gummy bears very loudly.
Oh, it's so
no
ASMR.
Quiet way to do it.
You, like you do it with a pair of scissors.
Stop. No.
Or you could have handed it to podcast Paige Lewis. Podcast intern Paige Lewis.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Don't let this distract. We need to get this segment over with.
This no cuts episode.
It's like a circumcision truck. No cuts.
That's good.
I can't believe it
yeah.
took me this
whip out
long.
Whip out the old tweet box.
I should tweet it.
So I 2 readings. One was at like a poetry bookstore with some poets who I really like. I knew their work super well, and I really liked them a lot. The other one, and like it was like sort of like I kind of put it together. And the other one was just like I had a poem in this magazine, and the magazine was having a launch party, so I had nothing to do with it other than showing up and reading poems for 10 minutes or something. And it was in like a much like hipper kind of venue with like younger people.
Baby's all right.
Baby's
popular
all right.
Popular Brooklyn venue. Baby's
popular
all right.
Brooklyn venue. Baby's all right.
You guys want some gummy bears?
Yeah.
I don't want one.
And lots of friends came out to vote. But I will say that I think that the first...
poured a handful of gummy bears for some reason. I offered a gummy bear. You pulled a handful.
I'm sharing them. I will say that the first one was...
I already had them. You didn't share them with him.
With Crane.
He doesn't want any. He said that. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
If they're sitting in front of him, I'll eat them.
I
think that the first one was... the first one was at Burroughs Bookstore, an all-poetry bookstore, the only one in New York City. And I've always wanted to read there, and it was kind of a dream come true in that way. And it was also the first time that a friend of the show, Paige Lewis, and I have ever read together, read poetry in front of an audience together. So it was special in that way, too. So I will say that that was my favorite of the two.
I like the other one. But both were great. I ate brunch.
Both were great. Both were great. Which one was your favorite? You were at both.
Yeah. I like the Burles one more.
Yeah.
I feel like, because I was sitting down for that.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, that seems like that's a crappy answer, but I like the standing up one also.
Yeah, sitting
it was
great.
More. It was more like a punk show.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. And your girlfriend was at the.
At the second one. Yeah.
So have you guys made it a fish?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Everyone's making it a fish these days.
Guys, we all have.
Harry says yes is getting the exclusives.
Yeah. Kava, is there anything you want to tell us?
Friend of the podcast, Paige Lewis and I.
Yeah.
We're going to announce it here first. We're a fish.
Whoa, guys. If we can get the Jake and Bernadette scoop eventually.
I don't know. They're keeping it pretty close to the chest.
Oh.
Oh, are we doing that?
Oh, yeah.
No, we're not.
We shouldn't. No, we shouldn't. Shut up. All right. So that was a fact. Wait, no. We need one more.
Oh,
this is taking so long, guys.
Okay.
Shoot from the hip, baby.
Prem is a very stylish man. Very seems well groomed, generally speaking. Clothes never wrinkly. Seem very clean. Clean broadly. What's your secret?
Oh, when I agonize over what clothes I buy, and then I choose them in the dark at random every morning. And yeah.
No, that's smart, though, because then whatever you grab, you know, is going to be great.
Yeah.
But, like, you fold things and wash them pretty regularly?
Yeah, I like folding stuff.
That's good.
It's a good activity. You guys should get into it if you're not already into it.
I'm dabbling. I'm dipping my toe in the water of folding.
Just one of those folding boards, like at the Gap?
No, but I do know the cool way to fold stuff, which I used to do. It's like the two-move. It's like a kung fu folding thing. Hmm. Look it up on YouTube.
Cool.
It's kung fu folding.
I don't. That's not what it's called, but that's what I call it.
What's it called?
It's probably invented by the Japanese, because they're
whoa.
Like the Germans.
You can't
maybe
just
the Germans. It's not
Japanese.
Axis of evil people. You know.
Yep.
They're inventing cool. Efficient ways to do things all the time. Shout out to Jewish God.
All right, so guys, that brings us to the end of Fact for Fact. Can I hear that closing theme song?
All right, the previous one was all percussion. The closing theme, as we know, is all melody. So.
Great. So that was a Fact or Fact. Right now we have time for a very, very quick version of Ask Harry a Question. Guys, it's time for me to ask you to ask me a question. Prem, will you ask me a question?
Yes, I will. And the question is yes or no?
Yes.
Oh.
You said it,
guys. The titular yes. Finally did it.
Nice.
High five.
Yeah.
Over there also.
Over there also.
Great. Good no cuts episode, guys. Kava, what's your question for me, baby cakes?
Favorite physical feature in a lover?
Big tits. Yeah. So that's how you play Ask Harry a Question. Let me hear that closing theme.
What was the opening theme? Let's there do wasn't. Both.
All right, let me hear the... Kava, give me the closing. Prem, you give me the opening
in
at the same
order?
Time.
All right.
No, at the same time. Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
That
now
was
our time has come to
question.
A close.
You're both doing closing. Good work, guys. So there's no cuts in this episode, so I guess taking a break is going to be interesting. Hadn't considered that.
We just take shifts.
No, I mean, we're fine, right? We can just blow right through.
Let's do it.
Maybe we'll mark the beginning from the end, either with the transitionatory
call
freestyle.
Call me Dustin Hoffman
because
I'm marathoning manning it.
Oh no!
Oh no!
What were you saying?
Were we going to order a pizza during the break? We were going to, but now we can't because I forgot about the no cuts. About hashtag no cuts.
I really want that pizza, Harry.
Yeah, we can do it while we're talking. We could do the order a pizza segment.
Yeah.
This is a mess.
I mean, we could just entrust show intern Paige Lewis with the ordering of pizza.
Okay, we can't do this. We can't do this.
All right, let's barrel through. High energy.
Yeah. Woo. Do a rap for us, and then I'll see the information. All right,
drop a beat, comma. We're ordering a pizza. It's real pizza and pepperoni. Tony, you call him Tony. That's my name, Mr. Tony. Like macaroni because it's got cheese. I like Cheetos because it's got cheese. Pretty please. I'm asking you real nice because I'm gonna eat it twice. That's right, two slices for me. You see, that's what I see. That's the ordering pizza.
Keep going.
Oh no, I'm out of rhymes. Brooklyn, in the house.
This is going great. Keep doing it.
We got cats in this house. No mouse. We got two cats, you see. I just rhymed C just now. So let's move on to the next. Next.
I got to tell her my address and everything because she doesn't know how that works. Keep going. 10 more minutes.
We got Chromecast, Apple TV, Panasonic. Speakers, microphones. Check 1, 2. What's the tone? How is beatboxing? Rocksing complete is what you get when you drop out. This isn't a cop out.
I'm gonna pass out. I really am. That was really great.
Oh, boy.
I'm really impressed.
All right.
Good work.
I feel like I'm covered in slime.
I think I gave,
that's my sneezing.
I think I gave Paige enough information. Do you feel comfortable with all that? Great. Good work, everybody. We really got through that.
No cuts.
That was a hell of a break. Yeah, I can't wait to hear
great.
That.
Round of applause.
Yay. All right. Guys, Paige, when you order that pizza, try not to say my address in earshot of the microphones. Not that. I mean, what the fuck do I care?
Hey, don't swear, bro.
I was just thinking that. What are you doing?
I'm sorry, everybody. Anyway, up next is a new game that I heard at a wedding. It's called.
No.
It's called You're the Worst. I think it's like a. I don't know. It's
is it ironic?
No.
Oh.
but it's a game that I wanted a friend of the podcast Bodie Schellenberger to use on his podcast, but he hasn't released an episode in a while, so I just haven't told.
Hey,
him.
Release episodes much?
Right.
Yeah, Bodie. Your girlfriend will like you more if you release more episodes.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good way to maintain a long distance relationship
because
podcast. It's like,
oh,
it's like
you guys should do a little podcast together where you guys talk every week or whatever.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's nice.
Google Hangouts.
Yeah.
You guys can just mail a little voice recorder back and forth.
Yeah. That's lovely. This was the Postal Service era. Remember how they did that sort of? The band, the Postal Service. That's why they're called that.
Yeah. I'm always saying that they should do a concert in front of the post office in New York City.
You are always saying that.
Yeah.
It's like every third sentence out of your mouth.
What's up? Talk about the Postal Service.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Postal Service. They have a song about becoming silhouettes. Do you know that band?
Yeah, yeah. They also were in Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah, both of them. Postal Service got annexed into Death Cab for Cutie.
So... speaking of
annexation,
yeah. So You're the Worst. This is how it works. It's fine. So Kava's gonna say what Prem is. Like Prem. Okay, here's an example. Prem, you're a grocer, and you're a grocer. You own a grocery store.
Oh, okay.
And you give three reasons why you're the worst grocer there is. So you always leave the ammonia and the whatever the fuck next to each other.
Yeah.
You don't know how money works and you have no legs. Grocers can not have legs. That's not cool. So that's how it works. So Kavi, you can start. You can tell me what I am, and then and I'll tell you why. This really seems like more of a sleazy podcast game, but it's fine.
Well, sure, no, it's great. Harry is an optometrist.
I'll tell you why I'm the worst optometrist, Kava. I always my fingernails are really long, and I always poke people in the eyes with them. I think that glasses are for dweebs, and I always fuck with people when they do the reading test and tell them that they got it wrong when they got it right.
All right, cool. Yeah, you do those things.
Yeah. Hey, Prem.
Okay, yeah.
You're a meteorologist.
Oh, cool. What am I supposed to do? Oh, I'm a bad meteorologist.
Why are you the worst? What are three reasons why you're the worst meteorologist?
The first reason is I have no nerve endings, so I can't tell what kind of temperature it is at any time. So, I mean, I can't really go with my gut. I have to trust my instruments all the time.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Yeah, but you always got to trust your instruments.
Yeah, that's what they tell you in pilot school.
Yeah and in music school.
Nice. No cuts.
Hmm. Someone cut that out. That's gold.
The second reason why I'm the worst meteorologist is because my skin is entirely green. So if I stand in front of a green screen on TV, I'll be invisible.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Yep. Good one.
Yeah. And the third reason why I'm the worst meteorologist.
Third and final? Yeah, reason.
Okay, fine. I always put the temperature at 69. Celsius.
All right, what's Kava and why he bad?
Oh, okay. Is it my turn to say what Kava is?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what Kava and why he bad mean.
Okay. All right. Is this like an opinion? Do I state it as an opinion?
No, just tell Kavi what he is, and he'll say why he's bad.
Okay, does it have to be an occupation?
It can be whatever. Just really make it fun for him.
Okay, Kava's giant boulder.
I'm a really bad, but I'm the worst giant boulder you could ever imagine because I'm constantly rolling over villages and targeting homes of the disadvantaged only. So that the privileged still get to enjoy their nice houses, and then they just like sort of roll into the projects and destroy those places.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I'm a real socioeconomic boon.
Oh, no.
So I'm the worst boulder in that way. I'm a bad boulder also because whenever moss tries to grow on me, I'm like, no. Get off of me, moss. I don't want to be made more appealing visually by your presence, and I don't want to allow you to create more life that might live off of you through your presence. I am a boulder, and that is all that I am. I'm not an environ or a landscape for you to beautify. I am just a boulder. So I contribute to the sort of like uglification of the world, if you will.
Mm-hmm. I will.
And then I'm also the worst boulder because if you squeeze me hard, water comes out. And
boulders
aren't supposed to do that. That's not what boulders do. So in those ways, I'm a terrible boulder.
Good answer. Like that you really hit all the categories of what it means to be the worst. First is like morally the worst. Yeah. Second is like aesthetically. And then third is just functionally.
Functionally.
That's a good answer.
Tried to cover the bases.
The triad.
Yeah. Just a cool. Thorough garbage boulder.
Henry David Thoreau.
Boulder garbage. All right, so that's how you play You're the Worst. What do you guys think about that?
I like that. I think you should do it more often.
I think you should do it outside the podcast.
Yeah, that's just a fun party game.
Learned it at a wedding. And I was like, everyone else was like really shitty at it. They were like, I'm the worst doctor because I fuck everybody. And I was like, given like some real like if I was to do a twisted answer, it was like a fucking real twisted answer. Anyway, I was drunk. Up next is a game on the podcast that has some real controversy behind it. Do people love it? Do they hate it? I don't know. We'll find out. Paige, how'd the pizza ordering go?
Yeah, it was the worst. I couldn't hear anything I was saying, and I don't know if it was just my shitty phone or his shitty phone or just like me talking.
No cuts. We'll hear all about this later. Do He's the worst pizza orderer because he can't hear your phone. He doesn't know where places are, and he has no pizza. All right, so.
And he has no pizza. I thought you said, and he has no knees at first. I was
No.
You're really going with that legless theme pretty hard.
It's my favorite Lord of the Rings character. So
Legless Joe Pizza Man.
Yep. So the game on that we're going to play now is a game called Wikihoodia. Can I please hear the theme song to Wikihoodia?
Hey, Prime. Wiki. Yeah.
Hoodia.
Wiki.
Hoodia. Wiki.
Hoodia.
Wiki.
Hoodia.
Wiki.
Hoo.
This is the worst Pixie song I've ever heard.
Wikihoodia. So I'm going to read you, I picked three different Wikipedia articles at seemingly random, and I will give you some categories from the Wikipedia page, and then you'll choose which ones you want. And then I'll read you a selection from that Wikipedia page, and you'll try the first one to guess what the page I'm reading from is wins.
Yeah. We listen to the podcast.
Good.
Are we working together or against each other?
Oh, you're very much against each other.
All
right. Do we have to buzz?
Yeah, please pick buzzwords.
Mine's going to be...
Actually, no, you don't need to buzz. Because I'm just going to go one and then the other, and then no chance to steal. So the first Wikipedia page... who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Great. do you want personality development, other media, or in popular culture?
In popular culture.
In 2010, he was voted number 23 in Entertainment Weekly's top 100 greatest characters of the last 20 years.
Garfield.
Incorrect. Kava, would you like personality development, other media?
Can I do personality again?
We did not hear that yet. So
in popular culture.
Oh, I'm sorry. In popular culture. I thought that was personality.
So you're choosing the one he did? Because you can't do that.
No, just say personality.
Personality.
Wait,
no
wait.
Cuts.
Would there be like a second clue? I don't understand.
Huh, no, you just have a different thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Personality.
Represents an archetype of 1960s swinging London with his advocacy of free love, his use of obscure impressions, and his clothing style.
Is it Austin Powers?
Austin Powers is correct.
Austin Powers!
Yeah. I've never seen any of those movies.
Ha-cha-cha. Ha-cha-cha. Would you have gotten it from that?
I would have said Shaggy.
Oh, yeah. Sure. All right, so...
like the Jamaican...
No, Shaggy Too Dope from Insane Clown Posse.
Ah. What was me? Remember that? No.
No.
All right, so... He yelled at me. Up next is the next Wikipedia page. I've almost said the names of these so many times.
He's going to sue this podcast for libel now.
Yeah, good. At least people are listening, you know. Kava, do you want ingredients, safety, history, or C also?
I went last. Doesn't it go to Prime?
Well, because then he'll get two...
Oh, I got his deflection. Yeah.
You got his deflection.
Ingredients,
safety, history, or C also?
Safety, history.
No. Ingredients, comma, safety, comma, history, comma.
Safety.
All right. Not intended to be swallowed, and doing so may cause nausea or diarrhea.
Silica gel.
Definitely not supposed to eat that. They put it right. That's like the only thing.
Let's establish that right off the top.
Yeah.
Please
but
do not eat that.
It tastes so good.
Does it?
Have you ever had it?
But it feels so bad.
Yeah, it tastes so good.
It's not a real thing. Up next, Prem, would you like ingredients?
Ingredients.
All right. Derived from a variety of compounds.
Oh, this is right up my alley.
The three main ones being abrasives, fluoride, and detergents.
Let's see. Soap? Dish soap?
That is incorrect.
Okay.
I am so
soap.
Sorry.
Is it toothpaste?
Kava, you will have to pick another category first. Do you want history or C also?
C also.
Creamy snuff or fluoride therapy?
Creamy snuff.
No.
Wait, what?
That is incorrect. Frame, would you like, you get history.
Yeah.
He had the idea after his son traveled to Paris and saw painters using paint from tubes.
Toothpaste.
That is correct.
Yay!
he did it. He didn't do it.
Go team.
Garbage.
Finally.
This is a great game in theory.
Yeah. Yep. The final tie-breaking wiki article is... It'd be so easy for me to just say it on accident. I do that so often with other games. But that's all I got, so I can't do it here. All right. Who goes first?
Me.
Do you want structure, function, clinical significance, or other animals?
Clinical significance.
Cardiodectomy is a term that is also used to describe the removal of the heart.
True. I don't know. Structure, function, other animals, cardioectomy. The circulatory system.
Incorrect. Right. Good guess, though. Good guess.
Thank you.
Kava, would you like structure, function, or other animals?
Structure.
A newborn human baby will only be able to retain about 30 milliliters.
The heart?
That is incorrect. Prem, would you like function or other animals?
Function.
Pepsin breaks down proteins into polypeptides.
Also true. Saliva.
That is incorrect. The newborn human baby can only retain about 30 milliliters of saliva.
That's right.
All right. Kava, you get other animals. These animals all consume diets that either require little storage of food or no predigestion with gastric juices or both.
Stomach.
Stomach is correct.
Yay!
You're a big man playing lots of games, getting all the stuff and winning the games. Kava Akbar smells like shit. Smelling like shit all over the place. All right, so that's how you play WikiHudio. Nice work, everybody.
Thank you for teaching us how to play it.
Now we'll get to the actual game. We finished the tutorial round, and now the game begins. WikiHudio. That's what that was. Up next, you know, this is a newer segment. We can have Bernie's. We can have Bernie's.
Spit it out.
No. New segment, relatively new on the podcast. It's something, you know, we're all just a couple of dudes. We're all three dudes in relationships.
We're all a couple of dudes.
We're all just a couple of dudes in relationships.
Sitting here.
So, guys, this is a new segment called Relationship Corner, where I solicit relationship advice because as a person in a relationship, I'm supposed to always be talking about the fact that I'm in a relationship, which is what I've learned from other people in relationships. So I'd like to learn from you about what you think some good advice is. Prem, we'll start with you.
Oh, this is... I'm glad you asked me. Let's see. Advice just in general?
Yeah, relationship advice about being in a relationship.
Oh, listen to podcasts about relationships.
Okay, you good know? Advice. Can you recommend any?
Nope.
Some?
No, I don't know any.
Oh.
Just go look it up.
I've heard good things about
Savage Love. Go to google.com.
Savage Love.
What's that about?
It's like Dan Savage talking about...
From the Mythbusters?
No, from
that's Adam Levine.
The okay. Believers. The Believer? Believer? The Believer?
I can walk 500 miles. That's the Believers.
Yeah. No, that's the Pretenders.
That's the Foo Fighter song.
Oh, right.
Adam Levine.
You're thinking of Matchbox 20.
She says cold outside and she hand me a matchbox.
I don't know what that is.
Kava, you got any relationship advice for your boy?
Yeah, give your partner a little non-sexual finger in every now and then.
What does that mean?
Like just physical intimacy doesn't always have to be about sex, you know. You always want it to be about sex, Harry.
That is my thing.
but a little non-sexual fingers to the back or to the lower neck can go a long way in terms of establishing a nice base coat of physical intimacy that doesn't all have to be about orgasm.
I don't like the gesture you made when you said orgasm.
Orgasm. Imagine a man cupping a bull's scrotum.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was imagining.
A bowl?
That's a bowl of scrotum. A hot piping bowl of scrotum.
Okay.
All right, so that's Relationship Corner. Thanks for the advice, idiots. Only a couple more things to do on this No Cut podcast.
Which are?
Well, one of them is a segment that's it's a real encouraging segment. It's all about getting out in the world and doing things that your heart requires you do. And that's a little segment called Hey Bitch Yada. I think
we're ready for this.
We are all ready for this.
I don't have the thing.
That's not our fault, Kava. So, Kava, what's something you've never done before?
I have never been to California.
You've never been to California?
Never been inside.
You've never been to California?
Never been inside the state of California.
What about Northern California?
Not even Northern California.
What about Central California?
I'll be there in March.
Ooh, what's in March?
The Association of Writers and Writing Programs National Yearly Conference.
That's on. That's like on the beach.
DAWWP.
It's actually AWP. Just AWP. Okay. All
right.
You down with AWP?
Yeah, you know me.
I'm not.
So, Kavi, you've never been to California, eh?
Never been to California.
Visited Nick Crow.
I'm gonna be staying with Nick Crow.
Yeah.
I'm not framing Nick Kroll? This well for the final because but I'm staying with him when I go there.
There's a little dog with him. Not his dog, but his friends. Anyway, Kavi, you've never
What's
been to
California. What's the dog's name?
It's called Dogler.
Okay.
That's weird.
It's like Dr. Dogler or like Mr. Dogler or Professor Dogler, some bullshit.
Dr.
Like that.
Dog's a band.
Yeah.
They're fine.
I think he has two roommates now, too. I think his roommate's girlfriend moved in. Anyway, this isn't about the trials.
I've never been to California.
Kava, have you ever been to California?
I've never gone to California.
Hey bitch. Yada. No cuts. So hopefully you'll get to California soon.
Yeah.
Prem, what's something you've never done before?
I've never killed myself. So, any advice?
Oh, God. put that away, Kava. All right. Prem. I don't want you to kill yourself. Okay. All right, Brame.
We find ourselves at a curious crossroads.
Brame, have you ever killed yourself before?
No, I haven't. It's weird that you ask. What kind of question is that?
Probably shouldn't do that, dude. Stick with us, buddy.
That was good. Hey, Harry.
What's up?
What's something you've never done before?
Something I've never done before?
Something you've never done before, but you've always kind of felt maybe you should.
I've never been.
I thought of dirty stuff.
Yeah. I've done that. I've done that all over the great state of United States, but I've never done it in Montreal, Canada.
Ooh, that's where I had my first drink in Quebec.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Viva Quebec.
Viva Quebec. That's what they say. Quebec.
Oh, sure.
It's like Cuba.
Quebecois.
Is there a sphere Beck?
No, but there's a triangular prism Beck.
Okay, cool.
All Beck.
No cuts.
I've never been to Quebec, I guess.
Hey, Harry, have you ever been to Quebec?
No, I haven't ever been to Quebec.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
Yada.
Hey, maybe I'll go.
All right.
So that's how you play Hey Bitch Yada. Good work, everybody. Yay.
Hey, guys, I'm going to roll a 20-sided die. Do you guys want to guess what what
sure,
side it's going to land on?
17.
I'm going to guess 8.
All right. Price is Right rules. It's 19.
Nice. Those Price is Right rules were really hell set on fucking me over, but.
Nope.
Fuck.
So.
What do I win?
You get to be the host next time.
Yeah.
Cool. That really takes a load off of me. Prem, speaking of 20-sided die, we've been playing a lot of Pathfinder together.
Yeah.
You've been my game master.
If for people who aren't nerds, what are you doing with your life, you know?
Yeah, stick with it.
Yeah, Pathfinder is like Dungeons and Dragons style role-playing tabletop game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's called. Do you?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, and I'm a narrator, and you and a few other bros.
Yeah.
Friends of the show, Johnny Briggs.
Mm-hmm.
And
roommate of the show, Jake Hellman.
Yeah.
Former listener, Jake Hellman.
Yeah. play characters, improvised characters, and then I tell the story, and you make decisions inside the story.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You should try it, Kava.
I've played in the past, not okay. Pathfinder specifically, but I've played Dungeons & Dragons games and other tabletop RPGs too, and I like them very much, but I just don't have a community of friends with whom to play it in Tallahassee where I live.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a lot of work being a game master.
Yeah, it is.
You handle it with aplomb.
Thank you.
I've heard that about you, that you are, I'm not even joking, that you've heard that you are you're good at that.
Thank you.
People
peel back the curtains. Last week, you guys were in a town filled with mercenaries, and a giant was banging on the gates, and I didn't know how to end the session, so I said the giant breaks through the gates. And now I have to figure out what the next step is for everyone's great. Supposed to do.
Yeah, I really didn't expect that giant to break through those gates.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of pointless because it's filled with, like, cops and, like, weird fighter people. So they could probably just go and fight it.
Cool. I'll remember that.
Yeah. So I have to figure out stuff that you can do.
The last time.
Because you'll get stomped immediately.
Oh, yeah, I got to get out of the way. I'm probably going to go. I remember there was an arch. I remember I was going to try and go to that arch.
Yeah.
Last time we got this person killed in the bar for no reason.
Yeah. Crazy mischief, you know?
We're having a lot of fun over on Pathfinder. Anyway, guys, we're also having a lot of fun on this podcast, but unfortunately, it's about time for it to end.
All right. Well, don't release this, first of all.
You guys met during Kava's trip here. You were long-standing internet admirers of one another. How do each other live up in person?
Kind of disappointed, frankly.
Yeah, me too.
I expected you to be like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, I expected you to be 3 feet tall.
Yeah, and we both kind of went in the opposite directions of those expectations.
Yeah.
And frankly, I'm a little disappointed in the people with whom we're both friends with, because I just kind of questioned their judgment.
They really
point.
Dropped the ball.
Yeah, and it's like they didn't brace me for it at all. So like when I first saw you, I just had to like act like I wasn't just in shock.
Yeah, when you I was like, "Here's Prime," and you're just
and then like I had to like crane my neck down slowly, and then eventually it got to you, and I was just like, "Oh."
I was just staring at your balls the entire time. So that was kind of weird.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. You know, I hope that this
live and learn.
Yeah, I hope that this will be a lesson for our friends to sort of like do a better job bracing us.
Yeah, just tell people how tall they are.
Yeah.
I should have done that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How tall are you guys, just for the record?
I'm 3 feet tall.
I'm 7 feet tall.
All right, great. So that's how you play Lie About Your Height. Up next is a little game called Say Your Phone Number. It's where if you want, you can say your phone number, and I won't cut it out or bleep it out. Now, Kava, you did this last time, so there's no need for you to say your phone number again. Prem, would you like to say your phone number?
I have said it before, and I'll say it again. 206-659-9115. That's great. My Google Voice number. I can get rid of it anytime I want, so, you know, no fuss, no muss.
Great. All right, so, Kava, there's no need for you to say anything at all. Prem, would you like to end the podcast with one of your patented freestyle raps?
Oh, like the one that I did earlier?
For, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't hear that because I was busy writing down pizza information.
Okay.
This has been a crazy episode, guys.
Yeah.
I'm having a lot of fun.
It's going to be, like, I don't know. Write in, tweet at Harry Podcast. Give us feedback.
I probably won't listen to it ever because I'm not going to edit it. So what, am I just going to listen to it? No, but I listen to them when I edit them. So I guess I'll never hear this again.
Oh, nice. That's so reassuring.
I get one. Anyway, what's up?
Yeah, no. Give us feedback.
Oh yeah. Let us know. Remind me all the stuff I said.
I'd like that.
All right. What are we doing? Oh, someone drop a beat.
Go ahead, Harry. Harry,
dropping the beat, you see. I keep rhyming C with C. I went to the ocean the other day, and I asked what you have to say. Harry said, And I was weirded out. So I went to the park instead. At the park, I saw an elephant. But no ants. They don't have ants at the park because not the zoo, the park. You see, like the Ark of the Covenant. Shout out to Yahweh. What is that?
That was Yahweh shooting lasers.
Yeah, like he do. So good work on that freestyle. Great work on that beat dropping. Kava, you know, you handed yourself okay over there.
Yeah, I got a quick little vid.
Oh, sweet. Check for that.
Chick-fil-A.
Ooh, I went to the Chick-fil-A in New York the other day, the first one. Mamma mia, that's a good chicken. Anyway, that's pretty much brings us to the end of the podcast. Brian, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome. Kava, been a good couple eps.
Yeah.
See you in 6 months, right?
See you in 6 months, baby boy.
Great. And all you listeners will be back next week with an episode that may or may not feature Bodhi Schellenberger.
Whoa.
More like Bodhi Schellenberger, am I right?
Don't let his girlfriend Starla Ethnic face.
Oh, Jesus.
We can say that. No cuts. End of podcast. Friends, they came from out of town. It was a new kind of neighborhood. And the neighbors said, but they didn't frown. New kind of neighborhood. New kind of neighborhood. Well, your friends were dancing on the lawn. It was a new kind of neighborhood. And no one stared like something's wrong. New kind of neighborhood. Oh, neighborhood. Well, wangity dangy dingy dangity dangy dingy. New kind of neighborhood. Wangity dangy dingy dangity dangy dingy. New kind of neighborhood. Oh, oh, oh. New kind of neighborhood. Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me where this new neighborhood is that I've heard about? Yeah? It's right up there, there's a hill, right there. Yeah, yeah. Well, you go up the path, there's two paths. Oh, really? Yeah, and it's the second one. You'll find it. Okay. Well, now your friends, they came from out of town. It was a new kind of neighborhood. And the neighbors said, but they didn't frown. New kind of neighborhood. Oh, new kind of neighborhood. Like something's wrong. New kind of neighborhood. Whoa, whoa. New kind of neighborhood. I say wangity dangy dingy dangy dangy dingy. New kind of neighborhood. Wangity dangy dingy dangy 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 dingy. New kind of neighborhood. Whoa, whoa. New kind of neighborhood. Buddy, you know, could you help me one more time? Because I missed it the first time. I just misunderstood. I saw the second path, but it didn't lead where I wanted to go. I know what you did. Look for the one with the little flags up there. They've got a little cloth flag. Okay, I'll find it now. Well, now your friends were dancing on the lawn. It was a new kind of neighborhood. And no one looked like something's wrong, because it's a new kind of neighborhood. Kind of neighborhood. Oh wait, since there's no cuts,
this goes on forever.
Yeah. I can't end it. This is the thing that's going to go at the end of the podcast.
Oh, okay.
So, any secrets you only want people who listen to that whole song to hear?
My underwear have been inside out this whole time.
Whoa.
Mine has been the right side in the whole time. I've been wearing a wig the whole time.
Oh.
Inside out.
That explains it.
Inside out wig.